Sorry, I had a phone call. Okay. Mr. Chair, APG23 thanks Mr. Ibau for having finalized important study on the individual and collective dimension of the right to development, to whose goal we contributed. There are no doubts about the existence of collective rights, as Mr. Canade pointed out also this morning. Look at the right to self-determination of peoples in the to covenants, the rights of indigenous people, and also the solidarity rights. Regarding this study, we consider it a step ahead in shedding light on a very controversial issue that has been the object of polarization and has its roots mainly in political reason, and Mr. Canade, as a chair of the MRTD, pointed out during the interactive dialogue at the 57th session of the Human Rights Council. Anyhow, we believe that cultural differences existing among the different coalitions may, to a certain extent, play also a role in this controversy. We concur with the ESPER mechanism that there can be no one-size-fits-all definition of peoples, and agree with the recommendation of having a case-by-case approach in defining peoples. In fact, the concept of peoples within the United Nations system has so far been dynamic, evolving in response to changing political, social, and cultural realities. Globalization, migration, and technological advancements have reshaped the dynamics of identity and belonging, challenging traditional notions of nationhood and citizenship. The emergence of transnational communities, diaspora, and virtual networks has blurred the boundaries between peoples, highlighting the interconnectedness of human experience and the need for inclusive approaches to governance and decision making. In order to preserve the right to self-determination of peoples, especially indigenous people and minorities, we consider risky to define the boundaries of the notion of peoples and groups, but just to do the case-by-case issue. Instead, we remain concerned on the issue of states as right holders of the right to development. Even if we understood the explanation given by Mr. Canade on the concept of derivative rights of states during the 57th Council, and we would like the ESPER mechanism to further elaborate and deepen up this issue, because there is room, I think, for, as Mr. Cantiano also said, to elaborate on it. Thank you.